I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Thank you for joining me once again as we look in the book of Ruth and continue our study today. Last time we left off with Ruth chapter 2 and verse 17. And I'd like to read that once again. This tells us, of course, where Ruth gleaned. It says, so she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned. And it was about an epheth of barley. Now an epheth of barley is in the Hebrew measure about 7.5 gallons. This would actually be a good day's work, and it would be something that would be pretty heavy as well. But now as we look on in verse 18, we see that she took it up and went into the city. And her mother-in-law saw that she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And we see here the result of gleaning, of course. The result of gleaning was 7.5 gallons of barley. And also she had enough to share with her mother-in-law. And this is the result of gleaning. God led Ruth in her choice of fields so that she comes face to face with the one man God has chosen to redeem her and marry her. Keep in mind that there's no accidents with God. Now, God didn't force her to go to this field, but I would say that it was arranged in some way or another that Ruth, as she goes in, we see in the next few verses here, actually back up to verse 2, and we see that in this chapter that Ruth found grace. And it says, Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. She looked for grace. And of course, she found grace there. And not only did she find grace, but in verse 13 of this chapter, chapter 2, we see that she found favor. It says, then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord. She's speaking to Boaz here, Ruth is. And it says, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. Ruth not only found grace, but she found favor in this man's sight. And then we see in verse 20 of this same chapter that Ruth found that there was kindness here. It says there, and Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. Not only did Ruth find grace and favor, she found kindness. And you know, we find the same thing in our Lord. It's by his grace that we're saved and on our way to heaven. It's by his favor. We found favor in the sight of God because we've trusted his Son to save us. And we see God's kindness all through our lives as he has taken care of us. And I'll speak about that in just a moment. But as we look on now, the next thing I'd like for us to look at here is, and the next thought I would like for us to see is, Boaz protects Ruth and provides for her long before he marries her. And you know, this is a perfect illustration of our Lord's provision for us. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25, it says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? And then in chapter 6 and verse 31 of Matthew, it says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal what shall we be clothed? And then in Philippians 4:19, Paul the Apostle says this, and this should be what is on our heart and in our minds, and this is what we should say, as Paul the Apostle said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord supplies what we need. He gives us everything that we need. He also gives us wants. Now, it's one thing to say God takes care of you now that you're saved. But it's another thing to think He took care of you even before you were saved. I'd like for you to think about this. Think before you gave your life to Jesus. Was there ever a time when some way or somehow when you needed help and didn't know where to find the help you needed, that it came? Was there ever a time when you received help in time of need? Was there ever a time, as you think back now, and I'm speaking before you even got saved, can you think back now that a time that you should have been killed, but somehow you escaped the hand of death? Well, before Boaz married Ruth, he was taking care of her. And I believe that God watches out for us. The Bible says He's long-suffering toward us and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He gives every man, woman, an opportunity to come to Him to receive Jesus. And we see here that Boaz loved Ruth even before they married. And God loves us even before we call upon His name to save us. And God loves us even before we become one of His children. And the Bible says God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. And 1 John 4:9 says this, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. The old song says this in part, the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star. Who can explain God's love? What human can actually say they know all about God's love? Well, we come close when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, because His love was manifested in Jesus Christ as He sent Him into this world to seek and to save those who were lost, to seek, to save, to die for lost individuals, to rise from the dead, that individuals could have eternal life once they've trusted Him as Savior. Well, I want you to note this, if you would. Ruth was a worker. And you know, God does not bless and guide lazy people. In Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6, it says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. The sluggard is by definition a lazy person. Some who avoids, they avoid work or physical exertion. They're lethargic, they're inactive, they're slow, listless, and slothful. We need to be about our Lord's work. We need to be about His business and do what He wants us to do. Those who do the task at hand, as Ruth did, will find God's direction. We often wonder, how can I find God's will for my life? We need to be about His work. As we work, He's going to lead us and guide us. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Remember, God does not expect more than we can do, but He does require that we do whatever we can do heartily, as to the Lord, and that we do it with our might. Colossians 3:23 says that. And Jesus said this in Luke chapter 2 and verse 49. And He said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Well, whatever we do, we should do it as unto the Lord. I want to hear this. I want to hear my Lord say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful. Matthew 25:21. Well, the next thing we want to look at here is the blessings of God and the faithfulness of Ruth. And this is seen in Ruth chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. It says, and her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our near kinsmen. You remember earlier I said that this is showing kindness. in verse 20. It's showing kindness. And we see here that a blessing is offered in these verses, in verse 19 particularly. And Naomi pronounces this blessing upon the person who had been so kind to Ruth before she even knew who this person was. Well, Ruth also identifies the man whose field she had gleaned in, and this man's name was Boaz. Ruth was not ashamed of the person she wrought with or worked with. The question goes out to us. Are we ashamed of who we owe our substance, our life to? Are we ashamed of who has given us eternal life? The scripture says in Romans chapter 10, verses 10 and 11, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto or because of salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." We should not be ashamed of the Lord. We should be ready to tell people about him and tell them that they can go to heaven just like we're going one day. Well, now Ruth, Naomi, not only blesses, but identifies Boaz as near of kin in verse 20. And Naomi not only says Boaz is kin, but also says he is one of our next kinsmen. He's very close. And she also said that he is one of our next kinsmen, meaning that he is the one. He is at least one of the kinsmen. We're going to see in just a few moments that there's another one. We'll see the importance of the statement that Naomi made here, one of our next kinsmen, as we continue to study this book, as we get further into our study of the book of Ruth. Well, let me read Ruth chapter 2, verses 21 through 23, and that'll be all the time we have for this lesson. "And Ruth the Moabite said, He said unto me also, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maids of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law." We need to stay close to God's people. We need to join ourselves with a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. And this is what Ruth was being told by Naomi. Stay with these people that knew what they were doing. And follow them. And that's what we need to do. We need to find a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church that stands on the Word of God with people there who are able to help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Stay close to them. Follow them and listen to them. But most of all, listen to the Lord. Follow His Word in the Word of God, and that is the Bible. May the Lord bless you richly is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.